producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Program with Doug Steffen and my friends Roberta Fasinelli and Rich McFadden. This is Monday. Jennifer is under the weather, hopefully back on the morrow. We can do something about Jennifer. Can't do anything about Justice Scalia, who's more under the weather. As Rush Limbaugh used to say, he's assumed room temperature. And so with his going quail hunting, this ranch that he went to was right outside of El Paso. I wonder what sort of hoopla. This is our affiliation with the KTSM in El Paso, one of the longest-running affiliations we have with this program. People listening there, what sort of local input is there? Is this, they brought him into a local El Paso mortuary, and then he's going to be flown back to Washington.
That's done. He's here.
Yeah, is he back to Washington now? Yeah, okay. So what sort of hoopla was there yesterday in El Paso, one would wonder? 888-302-3684. Lots of input. The trending stories at DougSteffen.com today, focusing on all of the political hopefuls, presidential operatives, who are talking a lot about what to do, what did he do, how did it work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Some of the input on social media, Billy writes, this is the backward thinking of the GOP. They'll convince themselves that being obstructionist will win them the popular vote, when in reality, isn't the whole country tired of that predictable response? The answer, Billy, is yes, they don't get it. They do not get it. They don't get it. And the Democrats just as bad, both sides. Don writes, the president should nominate, that's his right and duty. Senate could then advise and consent, which is their place. The people will then judge and vote accordingly to the senator's actions, period. Yep, that's the right way to handle it. Don, thank you for that. Blake writes, deeply disturbing, the immoral and foolish far left is destroying our nation. Well, you could say that. I don't know about destroying the nation. They're not helping. The radical right and the liberal left are not where the mainstay, and thank God for that. Except that during the primary season, when you put somebody in, like I suppose Obama would be an example of that, who certainly is no moderate, then you get what you get. And then in order to get elected, for people to get into positions of power in the primaries, they have to say what the right. I mean, listen to what George Bush said, a lot of the others, about who needs to be nominated, a strict constructionist and a conservative. They all use that, throw that phony word conservative around. And, you know, what does it get you? Or phony, the liberals and that terminology, and what you get is what you get and what you got. So where is there? It's a hard row to hoe. It's hard to find people that will be acceptable, especially with the torrent of negativism, thanks to the 24-hour news cycle. It comes from both sides. All these experts and commentators. Why listen to that garbage? Listen to yourself. Listen to your own thinking and follow your own guidance. What really bothers me, one of the reasons we don't put political callers, or one of the reasons that I don't do, I mean, this season I find myself nauseous having to spend as much time on this as I feel we do, because it is the season and it is important and it is about the future of the country. But you listen to the pandering of these people, it's nauseous. It really is. Here's Robert, who writes, lots to talk about. Nothing. The 2014 election of GOP Senate assured that Obama won't win approval of a nominee. He can nominate till he's blue in the face. I don't think that's true. I think he could find somebody in the middle, but they want to partner.
He won't, though.
Yeah.
He won't. He's going to try and leave a legacy, and,
right,
and they won't let it happen. And
no.
We'll sit here and argue about it until the next president comes.
Let's not argue, Richie. I don't like arguing.
No, you and I are going to be fine. We can find somebody. You and I can agree on somebody.
Absolutely. Me.
Right.
Yep. I'd be a great Supreme Court justice.
Nah.
What, it would be.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
Now, yeah, I don't think you have the, you wouldn't want anything for life.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah, it would be good. I'd stay for a while.
Yeah, right.
The only thing I've got for life is...
You'd be like, all right, I'm bored of this. I got to get out of here.
The only thing that's good about... The only thing that is about life or for life is me being on this radio program. Can you imagine a Supreme Court justice doing a radio program? How cool would that be?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, it would be. I always thought I almost ran for Congress a number of years ago in Florida when there was a vacancy. I can't remember who the guy was, but it was in the district in Palm Beach where I've had family and been there on the radio, been connected to that area for 40 years. And it really, at that time, it sort of went through. I think you and I talked about that.
Yeah.
If I was early on when I was here with you and doing a program from Washington as a congressman, that'd be cool. You could do it.
Now, you can't do it while you're running.
No, you can't do it while you're running.
But you could do it while you are sitting and acting congressman.
And then you'd have a big to-do about, well, what is the election cycle away, these bozos in the news media. As soon as we get a president in 2016, they'll be on to, okay, who's going to be the next president? It's asinine. We were talking about, Meredith and I were talking about this Saturday night with this stuff. There's nothing new coming from these debates. It's just a news media fiasco, a way for them to make money and get an audience. It's just too much. What are they saying that's new? Nothing, other than now that Scalia's dead. That gives them something to talk about, but there's nothing new in all this.
The main purpose at this point is, okay, my guy is gone. Like for me, I liked Carly Fiorina.
Yeah.
Gone. Okay, so now who do I like? I don't know. Next. Well, you know.
Listen to me, Richie. I'll guide you.
Yeah.
I'll guide you well.
You'll have me voting for Bloomberg.
Yep, I might, as a matter of fact.
Please. Not happening.
13 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. In a moment, the results of a driver going the wrong way.
Well, been there.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
This is what opening a can of beer used to sound like. And this is what it sounds like now. That's the sound of the Sam Adams Nitro Project. Our beer reinvented from the bubbles out. Nitrogen gives these Sam Adams beers a smooth, creamy taste for a unique drinking experience. Sam Adams Nitro White Ale, IPA, and Coffee Stout. Which will you try first?
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
16 after the Hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Okay, so let's have the sense of a couple of talk radio callers that we recorded earlier about the passing of Scalia and how it ought to be handled. Here's a caller who doesn't believe a Supreme Court appointment ought to be politicized by either side.
The thing to me is, if a true jurist is appointed, it's not going to matter what party is in the executive branch. I mean, just look, remember Sandra Day O'Connor. You know, if you have an independent judiciary with a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court, it's going to free their reins from the political bindings that they have, just as the framers had intended. So to see what's about to happen here with the very partisan fights that are going to happen outside of the Senate, which, I mean, a bloodbath of a confirmation hearing really is, you know, to be expected. Mm-hmm. But we have Scalia was unanimously confirmed. Ginsburg was unanimously confirmed. We're in an environment today that is very toxic, and this should not be politicized.
Yeah, I think he's right about that.
Good luck with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. How are you going to keep that from happening?
We know how that works out for you.
Yeah. Here's a caller says the president has the right to pick a nominee and the Senate has a right to block him.
This is a complete shock, I'll tell you, with Scalia. I turned on the TV last night, I saw the news, and I kind of shrieked like a little girl, and my wife come running in. What's the matter? When I pointed at I couldn't even speak. I pointed at the TV, but, you know, she doesn't follow it, so she didn't get the severity of it. I think this next election, I mean, just it's increased 10 or 100 fold who gets in this next election. I'm independent, but I am a conservative, and this is kind of like a free pick for Obama. I think he will, and it kills me to say, I think he has the right to do it, to pick. I mean, he is a sitting president. I hate to say that because I don't want to imagine who he's going to throw up there. I also think it's the Senate's, you know, Senate's job to block them if they can and if they want to. They hold the Senate. As Obama's fond of saying, elections have consequences.
Take a deep breath, sir.
Yeah. Looks like he needs one.
Yeah,
sort of
it. But isn't it amazing how people take all this, oh my God, this is horrible. This is, how's this going to affect your life when it gets right down to the brass tacks of it all?
Listen, the way that we're being governed over the past decade or more, the district courts and the Supreme Courts are more in play than it seems like they've ever been.
Well, that's why I asked the question. Do you know?
We make a law in the state of Virginia here, and then who knows what court's going to overturn it.
Mm-hmm.
In California, but those people, whatever they vote for never gets in play because it gets overturned.
Anxiety and fear are part of all of this. Speaking of that, the governor's counselor in Oklahoma who resigned, there's another investigation, executions in Oklahoma, much the same as in Texas and some of the other states where there are a lot of them, Florida, becoming very much a political football. There's another official, this is the third one, who stepped down since a grand jury began investigating all these mistakes. Remember, well, we've talked about the death penalty and whether or not there, with consciousness, ought to be a bottom line to the death penalty and how it is applied. But the state of Oklahoma has made all kinds of mistakes. And so let me turn this around for a second, because there's a situation in Ohio that took place over the weekend where the driver of a wrong-way car killed 5 people. This guy had been in jail earlier in the day on a DUI. So he gets out, he gets drunk, he goes down Interstate 75 in Dayton, and he kills 5 people in an SUV. There's the death penalty. And as far as I'm concerned, this guy deserves to either that, or people say, well, he deserves to live with himself in jail without having any alcohol for the rest of his life to live with what he did. There have been 10 fatal crashes like this in Ohio in the past year. People who get out after a DUI, 10 of them, where 40 people have died in the last year. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three in the living room. It's 3 a.m. I'm going to feel all day.
All right, ho, ho, hee, hee, ha, ha, just changed the vowel. Time for the Monday My Three Songs contest here on Good Day. Prize is the book that Maria Trilogy has written, Life is Good When You Do the Work. You can check it out at her website. You can go, well, we should actually have a connection to her website at DougStephan.com. We have three songs that have been culled here that have different artists singing them. There is something about them that is similar.
It's
your job
today
is to figure it out. Should be fairly easy when we say that. We use the eat our words. Let's find out. 888-302-3684. There's nothing about these songs meant to be mean-spirited. Maybe you need to have a sense of humor as you listen to the first song by the Jay Giles Band.
That's pretty low.
Big hit from 1980, covered by Joan Jett for the 1996 movie Mr. Wrong, by Adam Sandler in The Wedding Singer. Riff from this song was also used by Nirvana in their hit Smells Like Teen Spirit. Love stinks.
Only one of their songs I really like. A little mean, but kind of fun.
Yeah. It's a little mean-spirited.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah. All right. So the next song on the list here in the three, CeeLo Green and Forget You.
Started out as a YouTube hit, and he had to change the lyrics in it to get some radio airplay.
Right. Top 10 in the summer of 2010. Did very well in 13, 14 other countries as well. Both Time and Spin magazine named it the Song of the Year. Won a Grammy that year, co-written by Bruno Mars. Grammys are tonight, right?
I think you're right.
Yeah, right. All right, so second song, Forget You, CeeLo Green. First one, Love Stinks by Jay Giles. Third one, Everything About You by Ugly Kid Joe.
Awesome.
All right. 888 302-3684. Think about the sentiment here. This is a song. I don't know this song. It's from 1992. Their first hit.
Oh, yeah.
Went up the charts after it was featured in Wayne's World. I didn't see Wayne's World. That may be why I don't.
Doug, you got to watch. I want to watch Wayne's World with you.
I should have watched it instead of that garbage I went to see yesterday. Oh, man.
I can't believe you went to see that.
I can't either. To tell you the truth. Oh, what a piece
of crap. What's going on here? I haven't got anybody with the right answer yet.
888-302-3684. Think about yesterday. Not only was it Valentine's Day, but it was Single Awareness Day. Today is... Yesterday was Valentine's Day, and then Single Awareness Day comes after it. And these songs...
Let's do this again. Ready?
Absolutely.
Yeah. There you go.
Number one.
That's all it takes.
All right. Number two.
See you, love.
Forget You. And Everything About You is up.
And then...
Okay. How much? You said this is going to be easy, Richie. I'm not so sure. All right, let's play around here a little bit. The prize again, life is good when you do the work. All right, let's see, Sean. All right, you got to figure it out, Sean. What's the story?
Hate songs.
Well, maybe. That's a little strong, but anti-Valentine's Day songs. In other words, people would be singing these songs who didn't have a date, didn't have a partner, didn't have a boyfriend, didn't have a girlfriend, didn't want one, etc. So, the opposite. This is what all the people were thinking. We're seeing Valentine's presents going all over the place. I didn't get one. I don't have anybody I like. All right, hold on, sir.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, with the states in the U.S. making recreational marijuana legal, veterinarians have seen a rise in marijuana poisoning cases in dogs and cats. While marijuana has an important medical role for chronically ill and can provide a fun high for recreational users, it can make pets very, very sick. The active ingredient in marijuana that is responsible for the high, called Delta 9 THC, it is this compound that binds to receptors in the brain in both dogs and humans. It's also a compound which causes toxicity in pets. Most common way that pets are exposed to marijuana is through smoke. People who get high on a regular basis in a particular location, like a bedroom, will accumulate quite a bit of THC in the air, the walls, the carpeting, and the bedding. Some people blow pot and smoke into the face of their dogs. This is a horrible idea. Pets that have been exposed to marijuana often exhibit what's called CNS depression and can show a variety of signs, the most common being just being lethargy, staggering, and hyperactivity. So don't give your pets pot. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trade.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friend Rich McFadden. Everybody else seems to have finked out on us. That's an old expression. Did you ever use that expression?
Finked out? Yeah.
Have you? When did you use it?
Junior high school?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Farquhar Middle School.
Yeah, there it is. 33 and change. Focusing on what's going on today. Polar vortex time.
Oh, you know
Philadelphia,
what?
Philadelphia, cold. Washington, cold. New York, cold. Boston, cold. 17 degrees below zero on the farm yesterday. Ooh! Ah.
Cold in D.C. Got snow right now.
Well, it was 80 degrees yesterday when I was driving around. 85, actually.
Scott Kelly in the International Space Station posted a picture of the polar vortex yesterday from the space station. Very cool on his Instagram account.
All right, so where do we publish the?
I'm gonna go get it. I'll put it on. I'll put it on on our
Twitter?
Facebook page. Yeah.
Facebook page. All right. Mm-hmm. That's the. This is kind of a sad reality of this kind of weather. There was a fire in Philadelphia yesterday in an auto repair shop. But the temperature was so cold when they were, you know, the fire department's there, they're spraying water on it, and it all froze. All the water froze. Meanwhile, 50 people were rescued from a struck tram car, which was 40 feet above the ground at a ski resort. Can you imagine how cold the wind blowing around? These people are stuck 40 feet off the ground in minus 20 degree.
Yeah.
The wind chill factor, I said, turned 17 at my farm yesterday, 20 degrees below zero. My God, I can't even imagine. I've been that cold. And
the crazy thing is, it's we had about 12 degrees here in Washington yesterday. It's snowing this morning.
Yeah.
We got wintry mix, all that stuff. It'll be 60 on Saturday.
Yep. Warm right up this week. Supposed to be. That's what they told me on the farm. 40s tomorrow, 50s on Wednesday, 60s by Thursday or Friday. Yep. It's global warming, Richie. It's climate change. It's the end of the world. All right, let's see what else happened here. Oh, Whiteface Mountain in New York. Yesterday, the coldest place on the planet.
Why's it got to be Whiteface?
114 degrees below zero. The wind chill factor.
Say what?
Colder than Antarctica. 114 degrees below zero.
Where is this?
This was in Whiteface Mountain in New York, right up against the Canadian border.
Good Lord.
With that wind blowing around like that, you could not survive.
No.
If you're dressed in the typical, you're able to survive in that cold, you better be wrapped up, man. New York City, coldest Valentine's Day since 1916, was zero at noontime in Central Park. That man is, that's more, I'm so thankful. You know, we all think there are plenty of things, and I ask you to do this every day, to account for the things in your life that you're so thankful for. And one of the things is that I'm thankful for is me being able to be here in California in the wintertime. There's nothing about being in that weather in New England. Last year, I stayed longer than I wanted and saw what was happening with my cows, and that's really why I stopped with the dairying and the milking and stuff, because we had 4 days in a row of 30 below zero with 11 feet of snow, and it couldn't survive. Now, is this the first time this has ever happened? Of course not. But the first time in my reality, in that circumstance, that it happened. And I'm sure there are plenty of things that are going on in your reality when you've had to deal with weather issues that you never experienced before. That's your lifetime. That doesn't mean it hasn't happened before. It just means in your life, these are extraordinary happenings, and that's why we talk about it. I mean, that's cold.
I sent you a video last week of the co-founder of Greenpeace and his take on climate change.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to watch it yet?
I did not, no.
You should watch it. He believes exactly what you and I believe.
Yeah.
That in the course of things, in the billions of years that we've been around, there are going to be changes.
Repeated over and over and over
again. But he lays it out very well, and it's just...
Do we have, can we use the audio or video of the day?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll dig it out for later. What I did see from you was the story on the cicadas, depending on how you pronounce them.
Yes.
This is something that does have an impact because of the weather. We've talked about this last couple of years. And so in this circumstance, the fact that these things, I don't know what's different about them. I've never really understood. You were better at explaining this stuff than was I. These are bugs the size of Tootsie Rolls. They are ugly.
Yeah, and we get it here in the Mid-Atlantic every 17 years. There are two what they call broods or species of cicada.
Right.
And depending on the species.
They almost look a little bit like
locusts.
Yeah, or cockroaches. A lighter color
than
the cockroaches.
Yeah, they're a little thicker. Yeah. They're not as flat.
Did we post that picture that you sent to me?
We didn't.
Oh, my God. You should post it. It's just
But
so
when
gross.
They come around, I remember one time during the late 80s or something like that, you couldn't walk down your driveway without stepping on. They were just
gross.
Everywhere.
Yeah, gross.
Everywhere.
Gross.
So
they lived their lives in complete darkness.
Right.
Underground. Suck the fluid out of the roots of trees. And then they come out. They breed, and they almost instantly die. That's why Richie's saying, walk down your driveway after they've come out of the ground. They're gross. You just...
Well, we've gotten used to it. It's just the way it is, and it's disgusting. The dogs freak out, man.
Do they
dogs
hurt anything?
No, they don't hurt anything.
I don't think
anybody.
They hurt anything.
Nope, they don't.
Just organic
material. They might bump into you when they're flying around, but they don't bite. They don't do anything. They're just there. Everywhere.
Some guy said it was like raking leaves in the fall when they're all dead like that.
Yeah, you know when they get all crunchy and everything?
Yeah. Ugh.
And then you get the wasps. There are wasps who breed and leave their eggs, their larvae, on them so that when they go back underground, the wasps breed underground.
Yeah.
Man, I don't get why we have all these insects.
Well, but it's part of the fascination of what the earth has provided, what Mother Nature or God or whatever, how many different species there are.
I was thinking about that yesterday. Think about that. That it's in your genes that you know when it's been 17 years and that it's time to go breed and die.
Yeah.
Think about what kind of
what
thought
that means in terms of life.
In the master plan, who laid all this out, that all this stuff works, and that there's a wasp waiting for you to come do that, because then they can go breed.
Now, according to the National Geographic Society, the evolution of these came about as a result of the last ice age. So here's when I talk about this in terms of the farm, I always relate this sort of stuff to the farm. When we have a cold winter, or even a cold spell like we did last winter, we had almost a month of weather that was below zero. This year, not so bad, but the last two or three days has been well below zero, and it will be that way for another couple of days. What that does to things like the cicadas or any of the bugs that so trouble us, they're usually hibernating in the ground. Most of the bugs that are around and a problem during the year, during the summer, the good weather months, when they go into the ground like this, at this time of the year, the cold weather, when it gets into the... See, there hasn't been any frost. I dug up my septic tank last week on the farm to do an inspection of it, and there was very little frost at all. Now, after the day after that, it got freezing cold, and there'll be now at least a foot of frost in the ground, and that kills all the nasty bugs for the most part. You'll have fewer flies this year, you'll have fewer mosquitoes this year, you'll have fewer of everything, as long as the ground, and you're a perfect example of that, Richie, because the ground has gotten cold and hard now in the last week. That'll kill a lot of those things that have gone into the ground. They're only 4 or 5 inches below the ground, just freezing.
Man, I don't know what spring is going to be like between early these spring. Stupid stink bugs and these cicadas.
Lots to step on.
And then we get the Zika virus.
Yeah. Well, now here's another thing. Thank you for reminding me of that. We're on a couple of stations in Hawaii. I wonder what people are thinking this morning. Yesterday, the governor of Hawaii, David Inga, I believe is how his name is pronounced, declared a state of emergency to fight the mosquito-borne illnesses, dengue fever, which comes from mosquitoes that are on manure, and they transfer that, whatever is in the manure, or they feed on it. And also the Zika virus now, there are 250 confirmed cases of that on the Big Island in Hawaii. No locally transmitted cases of Zika, but there have been some that have come in from people who have gone to Hawaii from South America.
Right.
And so they're concerned about that. They're very isolated, so there's not much place for it to get on an airplane and it goes around that way. But they have this goes back to the weighing of environmental protection. These things would not have happened when I was a kid. I remember it was the South Middlesex, I live in Middlesex County, Massachusetts. I remember the trucks. It was a green Ford with a tank on the back of it. It used to come up. It was like a 1954-55 Ford truck. Had a big tank on the back of it.
What color interior did it have?
I didn't get it on the inside of it. I just remember the green truck.
You and your memory.
And it would come down early in the morning up and down the street and blow this fog into the trees and onto the grasses and stuff to kill the mosquitoes. It was called the South Middlesex Mosquito Control District. We had horrible mosquitoes. I remember when I was a kid, horrible. And they sprayed this stuff all around, basically DDT. And not only would you see mosquitoes all over the place that were dead after that, but there were tons of birds. You remember Rachel Carson's poem that changed all of this. So DDT was outlawed, many other stronger things to get rid of the mosquitoes, but got rid of things in the environment as well, and they hurt, breathing that stuff in can't be any good for you either. But as a result of that, the bugs that we have now have developed a resistance to the next generation of things that were used to get rid of them. So that's why they're so prolific, because we really haven't come up with something that's acceptable to the environmental community and to the to those who want to clean up our reality, our existence, get rid of these bugs.
You ever ask yourself why mosquitoes even exist?
You can ask that question about a lot of things. I had a dream last night. I had two really horrible dreams. One of them was about that stupid movie.
Well, you want to see Deadpool, I mean.
Right. But then there was another one where an alligator that had been beheaded was still walking around.
Awesome.
And I don't even begin to understand where that came from.
I just looked up why do mosquitoes even exist.
Yeah.
Apparently, they really serve no purpose other than birds eat mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And fish eat mosquito larvae.
Yeah.
So they do feed some other animals and serve. But other than that, I mean, they don't really do. It's not like they pollinate anything. That's just it. They're just food.
Yep. All right. We'll check food for thought. That is our television report. I'm next here on Good Day.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
This is what opening a can of beer used to sound like. And this is what it sounds like now. That's the sound of the Sam Adams Nitro Project. Our beer reinvented from the bubbles out. Nitrogen gives these Sam Adams beers a smooth, creamy taste for a unique drinking experience. Sam Adams Nitro White Ale, IPA, and Coffee Stout. Which will you try first?
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Let's get out of here. 48 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Ellen DeGeneres had President Obama on her program on Friday. I've been talking about how the traffic was so messed up here on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And one of the reasons he went to Burbank to be on this program. So anyway, I like Ellen because she asks questions, in this case, have nothing to do with politics. Ellen talked to him, to the president, about how it's felt for the past 7 years to live in the White House.
There's like a barbershop and everything in the White House.
Yeah, I get my hair cut. It's all self-contained. And the great thing is that you don't have to go anywhere to get stuff done. You don't have to run to the dry cleaners. You don't have to shop for food. The bad part about it is that it's a bubble, and you don't leave.
Yeah.
Or if you do, then the bubble follows you everywhere, and that's something you never get used to. And what it also means is you're not having sort of the spontaneous interactions with people.
Yeah.
That you do on a Saturday morning. You put on some sweats. You don't shave. You go to the Starbucks and you run into somebody, you have a nice conversation, that kind of stuff, or just taking a walk.
Yeah.
Which is the thing that probably I miss most about being president, is just take a nice walk on a nice day.
Yeah, never be able to do that again.
Nope.
Tonight, the Grammy Awards, and they're streaming them on more devices than ever, Richie. Broadcast will be on CBS at 8, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Be available to live stream on CBS All Access and CBS.com, Android, Windows 10, all of this stuff, Apple TV, Chromecast, Android TV, Xbox 360, Amazon Fire TV.
Wow. They figured out how to make money on it, so get it out to everywhere now.
Yep, let's do it. Maya Rudolph and Martin Short have their shot at an NBC variety series, according to an announcement from NBC over the weekend. The pickup comes after Neil Patrick Harris's variety series Best Time Ever was dropped after one season. They still want to try the variety thing.
Maya Rudolph, she's funny.
Yeah. Well, let's see how it works. I don't think Martin Short's funny.
Remember on Saturday Night Live. I love Martin Short.
I interviewed him, and I asked him what kind of... He was very boring and bored. So I said, what kind of car do you drive?
Yeah.
And he drove an old beat-up Lexus.
Yeah.
Damon Wayans accepted the lead role in Lethal Weapon. He'll take over the role of Murtaugh that Danny Glover originated. Now, that might be interesting. I think they ought to bring that movie back one more time for those guys, whether they can or not get away with it, but bringing it to television. That's what they're doing now. It's easy. They own all of these products. They don't have to pay any royalties. So let's make a TV show out of a movie. 51 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here now with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of the important medical information that he has researched over the past week. We're back to the Zika virus and what it does and transmission and the DEET thing and the AMA and whatever else. I just say more than anything else about this, Ken, if you got a good, strong immune system and a strong gut, you know, this stuff doesn't. If you have a weak immune system, this is going to get you, I think.
We need to send you on a field trip to Brazil, Doug. It might change your mind.
Maybe I should go there.
All right, so what's up?
Well, the latest, and people want to know about this, the latest this week is traces of the Zika virus have been identified in the tissue of two babies who died in Brazil from a birth defect marked by underdeveloped heads and brain. The discovery does not prove the Zika virus is the cause of thousands of cases of microcephaly in Brazilian babies since the spring, but it's the firmest connection yet that the mosquito-borne pathogen may be to blame, and more tests are needed to confirm that the Zika virus is the cause of the birth defect.
Mm-hmm. All right, well.
But just to clarify, the only people that are really in danger of being affected by this virus are pregnant women and their unborn babies.
They're
everybody else.
And if you're in North America, especially this weekend where it's cold, even where Ken is in Florida, not many mosquitoes buzzing around.
Well, and even my wife's cousins down in Colombia have had the Zika virus. And it's a minor flu that runs through force and boom.
Right, it's pregnancy that's the real problem.
Right. Then I would be scared.
Yeah. All right. Is he right, Ken?
Yeah, well, yes. And the number of Zika cases in the U.S. is growing. And this is also the news about the virus this week. The CDC has confirmed 66 Americans who have traveled to affected countries are infected. Those cases are in 17 states in Washington, D.C.
Are they pregnant?
That's correct. There's one case here.
They're
in
all
DC,
pregnant.
Yes.
However, women?
No.
No.
Well, however, there has not been transmission by mosquitoes within the U.S., but the CDC says it fears it could only be a matter of time, and the CDC expects limited local transmission in some of the southern states. See, the mosquito that carries the virus is very common in the southern United States. It just hasn't yet been found to be carrying the virus, and I think it's just a matter of time. And that's what the CDC announced this week.
Anyway. You and I have our fun when we talk about these things. It's serious. If you're a pregnant man,
well, there's almost 5,000 children in Brazil alone that have had brain damage from
what this is doing is bring a resurgence discussion of abortion as an issue. And whether you found out about this or you have an abortion, if your child is affected by this, would you do that? Question to be dealt with.
Well, that's up to that is a big issue here, and that's up to the individual.
All right, new Lyme disease bacteria on the front burner here.
Exactly. There are some 300,000 cases of Lyme disease in the U.S. yearly, Doug. It's transmitted via bites by the black-legged deer tick and is rarely fatal. Normally, the patients get well after a course of oral antibiotics, which you've had. Scientists have found a new bacteria, Borrelia meioni, that triggers Lyme disease in humans. Until now, Borrelia burgdorferi was the only species believed to cause Lyme disease in North America. Both diseases, they cause fever, headache, rash, and neck pain in the early stages of infection, days after exposure, and arthritis in later stages of infection. This is week after exposure. Borrelia meioni, the new bacteria, however, adds nausea and vomiting to the picture, as well as triggers diffuse rashes as compared with a single rash caused by Borrelia burgdorferi, the so-called bullseye.
All right. Let's spend a minute talking about super beets and whether or not having this enhances your immune system as well as all your cardiovascular system, Ken.
Well, in order for the body to work properly from head to toe, you need an adequate production on an ongoing basis of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, it's an award-winning 1998 Nobel Prize-winning discovery. It's a signaler molecule. It allows the blood circulation to relax. It allows the nervous system to work properly, the immune system to work properly, but you need continuous remaking of nitric oxide, and Doug will tell you how to get some products to help you build nitric oxide.
This is what Super Beets is all about. Call 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183 to take Ken's advice. Get on this product. 800-655-4183.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.